It's not every morning the boss arrives into the studio, but he's here this morning and he's giving hand never hurts. Are you giving out or are you collecting?
No, I never give out, Frank, in any sense of the word.
True. Mr. Peter McVerry, station manager, countdown to Christmas, and U105 doing or being part of something special.
Yes, Frank, we were inspired. You'll remember a number of weeks ago, Paul Doyle, who's a Translink driver. Paul registered on Facebook and got, I think, 60, 70,000 likes when one of his passengers was watching on the bus. As Paul decided to help someone in need, there's a person who was sitting, I think, in a bus shelter on Paul's route, and Paul decided to bring that person a winter coat, and I think he also gave them some money and some milk and some food as well to help them. We were inspired when we heard that about Paul, and we spoke to Translink, we spoke to Hastings Hotels as well, to the Council for the Homeless for Northern Ireland, and to SOS Bus NI, and we've all teamed up to launch today and over the next few days our Christmas appeal, and that is Clothes for Christmas is the name of that. And we're encouraging and asking our listeners, Translink commuters and users, and people who are near a Hastings hotel as well, to donate some clothes to those who need them in the mouth of Christmas. Mostly second hand, some new things, new underwear and new toiletries. Everything else that we'll ask for can be second hand as long as it's in a decent condition that you'd be happy to give on to someone who has that need.
Okay, Paul was decent enough, of course, to purchase the item and to give it to the homeless chap. And we wouldn't have known anything about that had his passenger not have put it up on Facebook. And we featured this on the radio, and every other outlet seemed to pick up on it as well. It was a lovely gesture, quiet gesture from a guy. It was spotted by someone else, put into the public domain, but people can now make quiet gestures via us and via the outlet. So where do they go with the stuff?
Well, I had the chance to talk to Paul last week. Actually, we did a photo shoot and a picture for it in the Europa Hotel, and Paul is still very quiet and still very modest. And being an editorial man like yourself, I did my best to try and persuade Paul to come and talk to us, but Paul just wants to stay under the radar as much as possible. Paul will tell you how surprised he was at the public support that he received afterwards. And you say Paul didn't want any thanks for that. If that passenger hadn't Facebooked about what Paul had done, then so many people wouldn't have heard about it. But in terms of what we can do, Frank, there are stations from Translink and their hotels from the Hastings Group right across Northern Ireland who are participating. They are in Belfast. You can drop something in for Clothes for Christmas to the Europa Hotel, to the Stormont Hotel, to Belfast Central Station, and also to the Laganside Bus Centre. And then going a little more widely, in County Antrim, you can drop it into the Ballygally Castle, one of the Hastings properties. You can leave it into the Antrim Bus and Rail Centre or the Ballymena Bus Station, or you can drop it in as well, if it's handier to you, to the Carrickfergus Train Station. And in County Down, you can drop it off to the Culloden Estate and Spa, or you can drop it off to the Slievedonard Resort and Spa down there in Newcastle. On Translink's end, you can drop it into the Bangor Bus and Rail Centre, the Downpatrick Bus Centre, Lisburn train station is available as well, as is the Newton Ards bus station. And then up in the northwest, we've that covered off with two drop-off points in Derry, Londonderry. You can leave it into the Everglades Hotel, or you can drop it off to Foyle Street bus station.
Okay, and excuse me, the important thing is the clothes don't have to be new, but think, would you want to wear this item of clothing yourself? Don't use it as a way of getting rid of stuff that's in your way at home, but no, be generous with something that you feel people could genuinely use. And if you do want to put your hand in your pocket, new toiletries, new underwear, always very important.
We do have a list of items, Frank, that are specifically requested. You'll know that the biggest proportion of people who don't have a home to call their own in Northern Ireland are young men between 18 and 30, primarily because they're not as eligible for social housing as other people. So, for example, if for a reason a young man has to leave home or a relationship breaks down, when they apply for social housing, they don't score as well in the points exercise as someone, understandably, families or someone older. So the things that are needed most are jeans, primarily 32 to 34 waist. We will take any, but that's what we could do with
no
more.
Good does those perhaps.
No good, no. Well, I have plenty of 32 or 34 that won't fit me anymore that I'll be donating, but we've both gone up a couple of sizes, Frank. Winter coats, just as Paul did, winter coats are very important. And winter coats, please don't, in the nicest possible way, drop in things that are summer wardrobe that you don't need anymore. It is a winter appeal and we do want winter clothing. Shoes, and again, predominantly male trainers and boots, and predominantly sizes 8 to 11, again, based on the size of feet that those who are most in need. Warm hoodies, warm jumpers, and then the toiletries, things like toothbrushes, deodorants, roll-ons, shampoo, shower gels, and then for the ladies, sanitary products, hair brushes, and again, any clothes that will do either gender, but predominantly young men, so predominantly we're looking for jumpers, coats, hoodies, things like that.
Absolutely, and of course, as you've said there, Peter, don't leave the girls out entirely, but no, if you have the gear, we're mad keen to get it. And there's these massive bags are going to be in the stations.
Yeah, I showed you one on Friday. McNaughton and Blair have been good enough to donate a sizeable quantity of those bags for us. Some of those will be on display on the bus station, some of them will be behind reception in places like the Hastings properties.
These are the bags that Sands usually deliver.
It is. It's big one-ton builder's bags that Sands or you might get your supply of blocks in it, for example, for your open fire or your closed fire in the winter. So those will be in all of the properties. And if you just bring in what you're willing to donate, the staff there will gladly take that from you. And then our friends at SOS Bus NI, Joe Hyland, you had Joe on Friday talking about their sleep out. Joe's guys also have a number of minibuses that go around Northern Ireland picking up food for those who are less fortunate. Joe will add those destinations to their list, and they will pick up the donations every so often from those properties, and we'll bring them back with our friends at the Council for the Homeless in Northern Ireland to a central point. We will allocate those and we will distribute those to those who are most in need at the time that they most need it, which ironically enough is slightly after Christmas as well, because there will be some donations that are made to people, but the biggest need for the population classified as homeless is probably after Christmas. So we will collect those pre-Christmas and distribute those just after Christmas.
Okay, Peter, thank you. This is U105.